Welcome to the Lost Dog Podcast and the first edition of the Accursed Race, supported by our race partners Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC. Morning has broken on day two at TAR number one. Riders across the field are already making steady progress after a wet and slightly soggy first night in the Balkans. Our media team are also up and ready to see how everyone is feeling about the day ahead. Thomas Chateau, Cap 22.
I slept in the castle. It was like a castle. My name is Thomas Chateau. Yeah. And I slept in the castle.
seems appropriate.
Yeah, usually I prefer sleep outside, but with the difficulty of the race, I try to have a safe accommodation.
Stay warm.
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning, everybody. Ross here from Control Car 2, coming to you from the lovely town of Tamari. We're just at the bottom of the Hotit Pass, also known as the Albanian Stelvio. We've got some low-hanging cloud that's just starting to lift off the mountains, so given that kind of mysterious sort of swirling effect on the tops. Last night we've seen the front three continue to increase their gap, really, particularly Alex Kopp and Adrian Lechte. Alex and Adrian, as I'm speaking to you right now, are just crossing into Bosnia, so they'll be heading their way to the Ciro Trail, which is an old Austro-Hungarian railway line. Alex seems to have had around about 3.5 hours sleep. Adrian, I think a little bit less than that, 2.5 to 3 hours. And of the front three, Josh is the one who's had the most sleep. He put his head down for about 4 hours. Yeah, it also seems by looking at the track this morning that most riders have made their pit stop overnight in Podgorica, and I imagine that's partly due to the rain. I can see on the ground that there's quite a few puddles and things. So I think it rained pretty heavily last night, which means that some of the backpack, such as Lisa Bruchemans and Mudit Kohli, they'll have had quite a bit of rain last night, and I think that's why quite a few of them decided to go to sleep on the other side of the Hotit Pass. It's going to be quite an exciting day as the riders head into Bosnia. They're going to see the Neretva River, the Ciro Trail, and then make their way up into the mountains of Bosnia.
Tom Probert is our other race reporter out on the route. He's in Control Car 1, trying to catch third-placed Josh Ibbett, Cap 29.
So we're in the town of Trebinje in Bosnia. We're hot on the heels of Josh Ibbett, trying to track him down. And we got one eye on the tracker to see when he's last pinged. And we're trying to work out where he is and whether we're in front of him or behind him. He's just popped up pinging 1 minute ago, so we're trying to find where he might resupply and hope that we pick the right place and we can go and get some shots of him and maybe catch up and see how he's getting on. Mr. Ibbett.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Not too bad. Had my second breakfast, maybe?
You've had your second breakfast?
Or maybe third, I don't know.
but you've been going for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I got going at 4 a.m. I found this old abandoned house last night where I slept. Slept on the sofa.
Oh, it's luxury, isn't it?
And I thought there's loads of rat droppings everywhere. And then I went around the corner and it was bats.
Oh, yes.
So I slept in the haunted house.
Is that a new one for you?
It is, actually,
bats. Which is saying something, isn't it? Because you've done your fair share of strange sleeping.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one, actually.
And were you keeping an eye on what Alex and...
Well, I saw them disappear on the first climb
quite
rapidly, and I thought I'll just leave him to it.
Yeah.
And I know Alex is fast on downhills, and he's got a full sus bike, and those first couple were really rocky.
Yeah.
So he's definitely got an advantage there.
Okay, interesting.
I know I'm riding my own race, to be honest.
Yeah.
it's early days, isn't it?
Did you check how much sleep they'd got?
I didn't check the sleep. I saw they're about 40k ahead, though.
Yeah.
But I'm not sleeping less than that, so... not at the moment.
While the front three riders push on and the gap between them and the rest of the pack widens, other stories from the first hours and days of the Accursed are beginning to unfold. Towards the back of the field, Ross catches up with Lisa Bruchelmans, cap number two.
How are you?
I just lost my pump and I went like an hour back up to a downhill and I couldn't find it, so I only have one CO2 cartridge anymore and it makes me a bit nervous. because the downhills are pretty tough. And like, I can see a sidewall tear happening pretty easily. But yeah, it is what it is. I have to deal with it and just hope for the best.
Are you going to try and buy a new one and somewhere else?
And I'm not sure what the likelihood is of doing that, but I'll try, yeah. Because it's, I mean, it can go pretty wrong fast and then it's over. So yeah, every big city I will try to find one, that would be good.
Yeah. How has the first day of racing been for you?
It was good. It's definitely more mountain bikey than I expected, but that's fun. I mean, I'm happy on a mountain bike and not on a gravel bike.
One of our goals for the Accursed is to shine a light on countries and landscapes that are often overlooked. Speaking to locals and some of the characters they met on the route, our media team are seeing a common theme, an expected increase in tourism over the coming years. For example, Ross caught up with another group of adventurous cyclists, specifically motorcyclists.
And what is making Albania so fantastic to ride?
You can go everywhere. There's no roads. It's blocked or locked for motorcycle riders, and the people are friendly. Mm-hmm. And the restaurants generally really good.
Yeah, and the landscapes are beautiful,
yeah.
Huh?
And the stomach is growing every day.
And you're here for the landscape as well, huh?
Oh, yes. It's almost like us in Austria. Have you been there, like Innsbruck, Salzburg, you know? You would not believe you're in Albania if you park a people here and say, where we are.
Do you feel it's becoming more popular to come to Albania then?
Yes, I think the next 10 years, it will be the amazing travel area for the people who go here. Next 10 years.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, have a nice journey.
Tom here from control car number one reporting in. We're in the Bosnian town of Cepelinja. It's the westernmost point really of our route before the riders start to turn northwards and start heading eastwards again. There's quite a beautiful big square here, really big open square with tall trees. There's birds, as you can hear, chirping in the background. Yes, we're just waiting for Sam, the photographer, and Andrew, the race director, to come back from their little mission to go and shoot some long-range photos of Josh Ibbett as he approaches the town. So we've just stopped off in a little cafe here, and we found a bike tourer having a nice coffee, a much more leisurely way of cycling around this region than our racers. So can I just get you to introduce yourself first of all?
Hi, yes, I'm Jana. So I'm on a cycling tour, solo cycling. I love it. Yeah. The region is great.
And now we're speaking here in Cepelinja, and the Accursed race is just coming through here, so our riders are just starting to come through. We've had the first two, we're just waiting for number three to come through, and apparently you've actually bumped into one of our riders, is that right?
Yes, so he said he's the first. I hope he's the first. I hope for him. Yes, on the Giro trail, he mentioned that he's on a course, and also he said there's 40 behind him, which scared me a bit because I don't see that many other cyclists actually.
Afternoon on day two, and the team in control car two are at an expected resupply area, hoping to speak to a series of riders arriving soon. First to get there is Thomas Quirk, Cap 11.
As in Montenegro once before, and this just reminded me, it's just like up, down, like little ups and downs forever. Yesterday was great. Mm-hmm. I hadn't been to Albania before. It was really beautiful. Plus, the weather worked out pretty well, right? I mean, it rained a lot in the evening, but during the day, it was super cool. And then today, less so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to getting to Bosnia.
Yeah. You're the only rider I've seen wearing flats. Is that what's the decision making behind that? Have you always ridden flats?
I'm a trail runner before I'm a mountain biker, so I never wore clips. Mm. And I always figured for something like this, you're going to walk so much anyway. Like, why not be comfortable?
Senka Kreft, Cap 24.
Where are you off to?
To the supermarket, and I have to dry my sleeping bag. That's why I'm at the laundromat.
Oh, I see. Well, how did it get so wet?
Well, it was raining last night.
Oh, okay, yeah.
quite a bit.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. So we're in Podgorica right now. You're getting a chance to resupply then, huh?
Yeah. I just get something from the supermarket for I don't know how much there is on the next route, and then get my sleeping bag in 10 minutes, and then I'm off to go.
Also having problems is Martin Zettel, Cap number 4.
What's happened?
My GPS broke down.
Oh, that's not ideal.
Perhaps in 30 kilometers, a big city, perhaps there I can buy one.
When did that happen?
Today, the stopping button don't work. So I have smashed it on the triathlon bar. Then it starts. Suddenly it stops again.
Have you had a favorite section of the route so far?
It's difficult to say what is the favorite because all is beautiful.
It's all beautiful, yeah. That's what you want, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, the first time up into Tef was really beautiful with the mountains, which you didn't see really much because of the clouds. But today, this year.
Hi, everybody. Race reporter Ross here, coming to you from the Montenegrin-Bosnian border. I'm currently sat at a petrol station, which acts as one of the first resupply points for the riders since the last 100 kilometers after they left Podgorica. So a lot of them are stopping here, taking the advantage to get some food, get some ice cream down them, and getting a couple of bottles of soft drinks. We've had a few riders come through, which has included Tom Quirk, Martin Zettel, and Bernardi Urich, as well as Veronica Zalas. So she remains the fastest woman in the race, which is very exciting. There was a little bit of a tussle between her and Bernarda Urich out on the road, where Bernarda finally sort of broke ahead of Veronica, only for Bernarda to stop in Podgorica overnight and for Veronica to overtake her. Yeah, so it's been a really exciting day. We've seen the front three riders really break ahead into what is now becoming for them the Sutjeska National Park. So Control Car 1 is currently on its way there. They're going to be catching up with Alex, who leads the race, and Adrian, who I think follows him by about, who trails him by about 50 kilometers or so. And then we've got Josh Ibbett still lying in third place. And those front three are really, really breaking clear of the main bunch. We've got about a 160 kilometer gap between first and fourth at the moment. So you can just imagine the kind of distances we're talking. And in a race like this, that kind of distance is quite significant.
Later, Ross gets to speak to Bernarda Urich, Cap 28. She plans to take a slight detour before returning to pick up the route again in the exact same place. The destination, the nearby village of Medjugorje, a popular site of Catholic pilgrimage, where in 1981, apparitions of the Virgin Mary supposedly appeared to six local children, now adults.
I was looking at these braids that you've got on the bike. Is there some special meaning to these, or are they just there to hold something on?
Because this is my first for my friends. She got me when I was second time in Australia with this bike.
Yeah.
And this is also for another my friend. This is very spectacular. This is Basilic Church. This church is near to my home. And this is not so near, but after Chaplina, I want to visit Medjugorje. Do you know the story about the Medjugorje? Yeah. This is only 3-5 kilometers. It is Catholic because it is the some people can see. And tomorrow I will visit this, and I will buy one new
A new new bracelet, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. So you're going to make a detour off the route to go and visit this church,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, the visit the church. But this is the church. This is the church, but this original is the stone.
Okay,
yeah,
wow.
It is very spectacular. Medjugorje. Maybe you can just looking on the website.
Medjugorje.
And, yeah, Medjugorje. It is very popular for Catholic people.
Oh, is that why you're going there? Is that like a special place for you to go?
Maybe, but just because never I have been, but mostly I cycling, but more not so far, not so near. Tomorrow, and on this way I will visit
Medjugorje.
Yeah, Medjugorje.
Beautiful. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
And then I buy for one for my cousin and one for my friends.
That's so nice. So next time I'll see you, you'll have a few more bracelets on the front of your bike.
Almost all the riders our team have spoken to have reported a tough start to their accursed adventure. For Florian Buhel, Cap 25, the notion of scratching, stopping his race, is already on his mind.
How's your race been so far?
Rough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The descents are really hard. The first descent I crashed already, and I still have some bruise on my hip. My hands hurt quite a bit.
Yeah,
not on the right side.
Oh, yeah, you're fairly sort of scuffed up a little bit, aren't
yep.
you? No tears though, which is good. But
yeah.
But a bit of a bruise, huh?
Yeah. And I'm a lot slower than I wanted to be. I got lost in the night on the single trail at some point, but found the track again, and I had a rough night where a street dog woke me up, and he would not like leave me alone, and now I'm heading to Trobenje, and I already booked a room there, and in the morning I will reconsider if I might continue to race or not.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's really rough. It's probably one or two sizes bigger than I thought, this adventure.
Mm, yeah, what is that about? It just the terrain? Is it the elevation or everything?
Everything. The weather didn't make it easier. Mm. And I'm not the best descender. I'm really happy that that I have a proper mountain bike and didn't come with a gravel bike. That was definitely the right thing to do. But yeah, it's been rough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are you hoping that you know, a little bit of rest might see that decision change a little bit, a little bit of food?
At the moment, the decision to scratch seems final, but I don't want to say it yet. Mm. And I want to have a good night of sleep and then think about it again.
Julien Graveau and Simon Tuleau, Caps 40 A and B, continue to lead the pairs race. But they are being chased by India Landy and Ollie Radford, Caps 43 A and B. They seem to have developed a way of working efficiently.
Hello. I'm going to ask you how your day is and stuff like that, but my first big question is, where the heck is Ollie?
Oh, he's on the phone to someone. Oh. But also, he's such a strong, more stronger? He's a much stronger rider than I am. And so sometimes I'll go off and he'll just have a little rest, and then he'll catch me up, and then he'll just go to the top of the climb, and then he'll wait for me, and it kind of, we can just yo-yo like that, and do things that we, I don't know, more efficient sometimes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I'm not sure it's being more efficient today, actually, because every time one of us stops, the other person comes and stops, and then we just end up having a stop every single time, rather than just riding together continuously, so... I'm not sure it's working today.
It's a difficult tactic to keep up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was going well yesterday. But yeah, I think the climbs are just so hard that it's difficult to keep a good, if you're not the same pace and not the same strength of rider, it's just really difficult to do the climbs at the same pace.
Eventually, Ollie returns and speaks to Ross too.
Have you been enjoying the race so far?
Yeah, there's been some ups and downs, but I think I enjoy the descents a bit more than the ups, but yeah, no, it's been good.
Yeah. You guys got a lot of rain last night. Did that that affect you in any way?
Did it? on the descents was pretty sketchy, as well with the fog. I couldn't see anything, but got there in the end and here we are.
Yeah. How's the last section of the course been so for you?
It's been quite rough, but that last little bit there was pretty fast and smooth.
Each rider is different, And the beauty of ultra-distance racing is that everyone is free to take their own approach to the race. Personal choice is part of the freedom that comes with this kind of adventure, whether that's bike choice, kit preparation, or refueling strategies. Here's Lutz Wellensieg, Cap 17, who's carried 5 kilograms of pesto pasta for 200 kilometers.
What's quite relaxing till now, I have a lot of noodles with me. About 2 kilograms with water, it's about 5 kilograms, I think. I didn't have to fuel up anything. That's my first time fueling up with snacks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, and you've done very well then.
Yeah, I think it's working out quite good, better than expected.
5 kilos of noodles.
Yeah, I still have one big pack.
Oh, damn, yeah, that's a lot of noodles.
Little one, yeah.
Lots of, fusilli pasta all in Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
Has that got pesto on it or something
yeah.
like that? Nice.
Tastes good.
Yeah. Hey, you've prepared well. Yeah. I tell you what, for your first race, not bad.
I didn't know really what to expect, so I thought my last bike trip before this mm-hmm. one here, I got some noodles with me and I thought, oh, it's quite good. Or even while riding, you can eat them. And that's what I'm doing, what I was doing till now.
Excellent.
Eating my noodles.
Eating your noodles.
It's evening now, and with darkness not far away, race reporter Tom Probert sets the scene and then describes the state of the race after 2 days and one night of riding.
It's about 7-ish, about 10 to 7 on day 2, and we're just entering into Sujetska National Park, which is the oldest national park in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And we're kind of at the northwestern corner of the route. And we've gone along, you know, the whole length of this trail from where it leaves the road and what the riders are going to have in store for them as they come along. This beautiful gravel track is, they'll see the landscape kind of evolving and changing around them. So it starts off as these really densely forested foothills as the route leaves the plains sort of surrounding Mostar and starts to head towards the mountains. It's just the most beautiful evening here. The sun's broken through the clouds. It's been kind of basically overcast for a lot of the day and the sun's just broken through for the past hour or so, and it's just bathing this really gentle rolling grassland in a beautiful warm light. So an update on what's happening in the race itself. We've got Alexander Kopp leading the race, and then Adrian Lichty is about an hour behind, and then Josh Ibbert is probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours behind him. So that's the front three, and they've put in a 240 kilometer day so far today, probably maybe even 250 since they slept, and that puts them at around about 500 kilometers overall. And then there's a big gap back to Hans Rudolf Neifler in fourth, who's almost 100k back from the leader. And then the Rory Anderson is just a couple of kilometres back from him. Cap number 8, Veronica Salas, is still the fastest woman on the course and sits in 9th place overall. Yeah, resupply has kind of been a bit of a theme of the day because the options to stock up on food have been limited to a few major hubs of civilization. Podgorica, Trebinje, Chaplinja, between like these long sections of wilderness, so that's a theme that we'll continue to see tomorrow.
Join us for the next episode and day 3 of the Accursed Race, where we'll be sharing more rider tales from the trails. You can also read Ross's daily journals and keep up with all the photography and regular race updates via our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC.
The Accursed.